Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Hello and welcome to The Best in the World with Richard Parr. This week, I speak to the two-time Olympic cross-country skiing champion, Charlotte Kalla. It's a rare interview in English with the Swedish skier, and we cover lots of interesting topics, including why February the 15th is important to the skier and why it could be important to her at the 2018 Winter Olympics. We talk about her training regime, in particular what she's doing now after she decided to stop training with the Swedish national team and train by herself. We cover a whole range of topics, including what she eats on a daily basis, her grueling daily training schedule. Plus, she also talks about having an airport named after her, and even a sculpture designed of her. That gets a little bit strange and a little bit weird, but actually also sounds pretty nice at the end of it if you listen to that part of the podcast. And we also talk about the times when she became Olympic champion and did it in magnificent fashion when she won the individual 10 kilometers and she was part of the relay team, which won in 2014 in Sochi. All of that is discussed on today's Best in the World with Richard Parr, featuring Charlotte Kalla. Just before we get to the interview with Charlotte, I want to tell you about Sportacino. That is the network that we now belong to. So this program is out every Thursday, and you can find all of the previous episodes at sportacino.com. There's also a wrestling show which goes out every Wednesday, which you can watch also at sportacino.com, or on Facebook, or on YouTube, or on Periscope, all using the handle at Sportacino. All right, let's begin the conversation with the two-time Olympic cross-country skiing champion. It's Charlotte Kalla.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Charlotte Kalla, welcome to The Best in the World with Richard Parr, two-time Olympic champion in cross-country skiing. It's so great to have you on the programme. Let's start from the very beginning. Why don't you give us an idea of how you got started skiing and cross-country skiing in particular?
It was when I was 7 years old and my grandfather asked me if I would like to join training with the club IFK Tärendö in my home village. So from that moment, I was totally amazed by cross-country skiing and just to be out by myself, not to watch like championships and dream about Olympics from the very beginning. That was an interest come when I was maybe 13 years old. I watched my first world championship on television.
And that helped inspire. Who were some of the people you looked up to? Who were the people you admired who were competing at the time?
I remember from Lahti 2001 when Per Elofsson did very well. So he was a big idol for me in the beginning, and as well Lina Andersson, who was a young skier from my region, it was important to see that only 100 kilometers from me, she had grown up, and now she was performing very well.
Well, is there anyone kind of, as you were growing up, any people you were kind of training with as you were growing up who became a little bit of a rival, and would you say it helped push, improve your performance at all?
Not in my hometown, but in the region, I had maybe four girls that I would like to beat. We were very close when we met in the competitions, and when I was like 15 years and competed among the best cross-country skiers in Sweden, I didn't made it to the podium, but my friend Mia from Norrbotten, that is the region, she took a third place, and I knew that, okay, next weekend I can beat Mia, okay, I have some talent. even though I didn't made it to the podium then.
It helps spur you on. You mentioned there about when you were talking about having the time by yourself doing the cross-country skiing. Now, when I go for a run, I normally need to listen to some music because I get pretty bored of just my own headspace. Is that something you're particularly good at? Are you good at just concentrating in what you're doing? And was that always natural for you?
It was something in the beginning. I wanted to be a part of a group. I think that was really important, and it was some skiers that was maybe 3 years older than me, and I wanted to improve my skiing just to be able to catch up with them and chat and just be in the group. But right now I enjoy to be by myself out in the forest or on the roller skiing, or of course on the skiing. So I usually don't have something like music or podcasts in my ear, or not when I'm going skiing, because then I want to be able to focus on my technique. But when I go running, I often listen to podcasts, because in running, I don't have to think about technical things or details. But on skiing, it's different.
Well, I hope one of those podcasts is the best in the world with Richard Parr. And if it wasn't before, I hope it will be now, Charlotte.
Yeah, I have to try it next time I'm out running.
Yeah, you'll have to try it. So one of your earliest successes and one of the things you're quite famous for at the start of your career was winning the Tour de Ski. How did you feel about that at the time?
Oh, it was a crazy week, because I went to the Tour de Ski and I was not sure that I was able to finish up Alpes Hermes, because I know it would be a big challenge just to compete every day, and I didn't knew that I was that good at that moment. I didn't know that my shape was so incredible that I could surprise myself day after day, because that is something you only can do once in your career, to surprise yourself. And it was so much fun to compete that week. But I was, I don't think I ever have been that nervous as I was the last evening before we were going up Alpes Hermes, because then all the week came. Yes, it was like the first time I felt pressure. All the other competitions had only been fun, and now I knew that tomorrow is the last day, and it's about me and Virpi Kuitunen, and who's gonna win from the 2 hours.
Since then, what have you learnt about yourself which helps you deal with pressure better?
I have learned a lot about not setting result goals, but I'm more motivated by performance, and I know that I can do my very best, maybe be in the best shape ever, and there are still three girls that race faster than me. So I try to focus on performance more than results today, and also it's a really interesting journey to be a professional athlete, because everything is black and white, and you have to find who you are outside the arena, and that has been an interesting journey also, to know that I'm so much more than the medals. But sport is still a very big part of my life.
What have you found about yourself, Charlotte, then?
That I don't... I'm feeling so much better if I don't focus what people think, and don't have so many do like this or don't do like that. I have to listen to my heart when I should take decisions, and not be in the mindset, oh, what would others want me to do? That's challenging, but I think it's so important, whether you would like to be a successful in any other sport or work, or as a mother, or whatever.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we try to do on this program. We try to learn from you amazing athletes, and trying to help us in not just our sporting endeavors, but what we can do in our everyday lives. Now, I want to talk about the 2010 Olympics now, and I watched the video earlier of you winning the 10-kilometer title, which was absolutely incredible. And I wanted to ask you, because I watched the competitors who got silver and bronze go through the line, and they just absolutely collapsed and fell to the floor exhausted. I watched you cross the line, obviously winning, and you didn't look anywhere near as tired as them. Did you feel that you could have got even quicker if you needed to?
I think I was very tired as well. But
you didn't show it.
No. Oh, it was a race that I had been looking forward for a long period, because 2006 I was not that old to take part of an Olympic, and yes, I was doing my first World Cup later that season, so I had a big success during the World Cups. I think in the last 2 years, from 2008 until 2010, I had been on the podium every single 10 kilometers skating. So, it was so much energy inside me, just wanted to come out that day. So it was an amazing day.
I bet. And of course, that was on February the 15th. And then 4 years later, also on February the 15th, is when you win your... second gold medal.
Yeah. you have noticed that.
Yeah, are you looking forward to February the 15th in 2018, Charlotte?
Yeah, it's 10 kilometer skating on the program. That's so crazy.
That would be.
Yes, it's a special date for me, because also in 2015, I won the World Cup in Östersund right before the championship. So I have a friend of mine who sends me a text message every year since 2010. Happy first, how do you say, anniversary.
Most people look forward to Valentine's, which is the day before, but you're probably looking forward to even more February the 15th.
Yes, for sure.
So let's talk about that performance in 2014 in the relay. And again, you were 25 seconds behind when it came to your leg. And then just the most amazing performance ever. You won that relay. What was in your mind when your leg started and you realized you were 25 seconds behind?
I had a plan for my my competition, and it was like, I know 5 kilometer is not a long distance, but you cannot go all out from the beginning. So I would let myself get 1 kilometer just to be relaxed, go good technically. And after 1 kilometer, I was allowed to just let out all I had. And it was so motivating to hear that I was catching both Finland and Germany. And it was like, now it's 17 seconds and now it's 15 seconds. But still, when there was 1 kilometer to go, I was like, okay, so close, but not in their back. So maybe, okay, it's going to be a bronze medal. It's on the podium, but it was close to the silver and gold. And then I became so determined that I have to give it one more chance to get in the back of Finland and Germany. And I had a lot of energy still in my body. And when we came to the last curve and I was laying in the third position, I was so determined that I have to try to go for the gold. And I knew that I was stupid because there was Weavod on my right and it was Krista from Finland on my left. But I just wanted to take the inside, but it was almost no space. But determination can take you very long, and then it was only the finish line for my eyes. And I had so much power left that I didn't knew. It was something I have never experienced before.
And I bet your teammates should have been really thankful to you, because, you know, they had you in a bronze position, and in the end you ended up bringing them back a gold. What did they say to you afterwards?
Oh, they were just screaming and laying all over me, and I was like, get away, I have to be able to breathe. I was so exhausted.
How did you celebrate?
Yeah, we celebrate with all the teams and team members from Sweden. And it was really fun because the men's team, they had dressed up and put on their suits when we came to the dinner. So, yeah, it was a lot of joy in the Swedish team that day.
Fantastic.
And then it was really fun to watch the men's relay and see that they could take the gold again, because they took gold in Vancouver, and 4 years later they also made it in Sochi.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're now training by yourself. You decided to stop training with the Swedish national team. What in particular are you doing differently now in your training regime?
I'm able to meet my coach every month. And it's something that I have tried to find ways during maybe 5 years' time. Or he was a former coach of the national team, but he quit in 2010 after the Olympics. And going from meeting him every camp and the whole competition season, I knew what it could be like, and it has been really frustrating to try to do something with compromises during so many years. So last year I decided to give it a chance to see what it would be like to have Magnus by my side every camp and meet him every month, not only speak on phone or text message each other, because he's living 500 kilometers from my place. He's up in Piteå and I'm down in Sundsvall, so this was the best way to do it. But for sure I miss the girls in the Swedish national team and to hang out with them during lunch and dinner and evenings. But I know that in November I'm able to meet them a lot.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
More from Charlotte Keller in just a moment, but I want to tell you about Audible. Audible's one of the leading suppliers of audiobooks in the world. They've got over 180,000 titles for you to choose from. I've listened to quite a few books on the Audible platform, and so can you. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/best, and you can get a free trial of their service for 30 days. That includes one free audiobook download. That link again is audibletrial.com/best. Check out their service. Let me know what you think. Again, it is a product that I personally use. I listen to it on the gym, on the train, when I'm going for a walk. I try and listen and learn as often as I can using Audible. All right, let's continue to listen and learn from Charlotte Keller. Here's the rest of my conversation on The Best in the World.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
So give us an idea of a typical training day for you, Charlotte. What time does it start? What are you eating throughout the day as well? And how long are you training for?
Like today, I was up at 7 o'clock and I was out 8:15 for my first exercise, and I have no problem to eat a good breakfast and then go out straight after. So I eat today I had something called I don't know what it's called, but it's like not porridge,
like oatmeal.
Yes, oatmeal and an egg and a banana and cinnamon. And then you put some baking powder and into the microwave oven for 1.5 minutes. So sometimes I eat that for breakfast and a sandwich. But most of the days I do oatmeal, like a porridge. with some fresh berries and a boiled egg and coffee. So I have to eat a big breakfast. Otherwise, I don't have the energy to train. And today I was out roller skiing for 3 hours. So when I came back, I had some leftovers from dinner. So I had sweet potato and mozzarella and some, I don't know what it's called. In Sweden we say brysselkål. And then I had some telephone meetings. And then after that I had some cottage cheese and fruit. And then I went to do strength for 1 hour. And then I was running for 1 hour. And now I'm here. And I have also been doing some shopping to prepare food for the rest of the week. And I also had, yes, of course, dinner and another telephone meeting and a podcast. So today it has only been like speaking in phone and training.
That sounds exhausting though.
Yeah, but not every day it's like that. Like on Saturday I had no training and no meetings, so it was a day of recovery. And I think I need some variation. And
I worked out that's 5 hours of training. You know, you said three outsides, 1 hour of strength, 1 hour of running. And then you said on Saturday you didn't do anything. How often are you having days of complete recovery, complete rest?
It's usually one day a week.
One day a week.
So, yeah. When I was younger, it was mostly 2 days a week. But I have noticed that I perform better if I don't have too many totally rest days. Because then I slow down, and the day after I can be more tired. My body is more like, oh, I want to keep on resting. So when I have most energy is the day when I'm maybe go out running 2.5 hour, 3 hour in the morning, and then have a afternoon off. Then it feels like I have not been training when I don't have 2 exercise a day. So yeah.
That still sounds tiring to me. What about recovery? Is there anything you do, any kind of ice baths or anything like a massage, or what do you normally do?
Normally, when I'm out on camps, I have a physiotherapist with me, so I take massage every day. But at home, I'm not taking massage that often, but I'm I do some stretching, but not like a static stretch. I do many dynamic stretching. Do you know what that is?
Give us a couple of examples of the stretches you do.
Like I can do I cannot say it in English, like squats in front of a wall, and I have my arms stretched above me, and I'm not allowed to have the elbow they have to be straight.
Okay, yeah.
And then it's really tough for my, for the back to... Yeah. And then when I'm more flexible, I can move closer to the wall. So Yes, it's tough, but it's really, really effectful. And then I try to, for recovery, I try to go to bed at 10 o'clock in the evening, because I think it's important to sleep. And it's better for me to wake up at 7 o'clock than go to bed at midnight and sleep to 8 o'clock. Mm. And I'm also, I like to have routines and eat at regular times. So then I'm a person that often say yes to a lot of things. So I try to say no sometimes, because I think it's really important to not feel stressed too many times. There are good stress and then there are bad stress. So to be in lack of time is not a good feeling.
Well, I'm glad you said yes to the Best in the World podcast, Charlotte. So I'm glad that was yeah. one of your things that you said yes to. You mentioned routine there. What about on the day of a competition? Is there any superstitions you have, any particular rituals you go through?
No, I want to be on the competition area 1.5 hours before my race. And then I go out testing some skis with my technician. And then I want to do some interval, like going hard for 3 minutes when it's 20 minutes before my start. Or first I go for 3 minutes hard when it's 30 minutes to my start. And then I do another one 20 minutes before the start, because I want to be really warm and do it as close as possible. So that's my routines.
Mm. And so you've got the Winter Olympics next year. We mentioned about hopefully success on February the 15th. And you mentioned about that your goals are more performance related rather than results related. How do you feel with, what are we, about 8 months to go? What condition do you feel you're in?
Oh, I feel in a good condition right now for this time of the year. I'm really motivated to do a very good job during the summer and fall. And I think I have a lot of things to improve. And I also believe in my training schedule, that it will help me to improve those things.
Fantastic. Just a couple more questions. I wanted to ask you, how did it feel when you found out that they decided to name an airport after you?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like, it's really strange, because Tärendö and Pajala is small places and everyone knows everyone. So yeah, it's not like in Stockholm where you are just one among every other. But yeah. You almost know everyone by name.
Well, that's pretty good. Have there been any other accolades or things which have happened throughout your career which have been as surprising as, say, having an airport named after you?
Maybe I had a man visiting Tärendö, and he was doing a sculpture of me in wood. And he wanted me to come by the hotel where he was staying, because he had the sculpture with him. He wanted to measure some things. It was like strange. Okay.
Where is this sculpture now?
The community of Pajala bought this from him, and then they made a statue of bronze, and it's situated in the center of my home village, Tärendö.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yeah. That started to sound really strange, but actually ended up sounding really nice. And you talked about being more than just focused on sport and becoming a well-rounded person. What do you like to do to relax, and what do you like to do outside of competing?
Oh, I like to spend time with my family and my friends, and be out in the nature. I think it's fantastic with Sweden and all the seasons that we have. So in the fall, I like to maybe take part of some moose hunting. Or in the summer, I like to pick berries, but the springtime is the best time in Sweden, and especially in the mountains, to go like ski mountaineering and just being outside, enjoying the sun and some good weather, and hopefully good company as well.
Fantastic. What's your shot like? Are you good at the hunting?
No, I have never shot a moose, but I think it's just coming out is the thing, and it's some excitement as well, but the most important is to be a part of a group and just be one of one with the nature, just cool down, relax.
Fantastic. Well, it's been really good to talk to you today, Charlotte. Thank you so much for being on the program. Just before you go, maybe you can tell us where we can continue to follow your journey on social media or anything like that, please.
Yes, I'm not that out on social media every day, but I try to do my very best some days a week on Instagram, and you can follow me on Kalla_87.
Perfect. So of course, you haven't got much time for social media. You gave us an idea of your day, and that included 5 hours of exercise, phone calls, podcasts, and cooking 3 meals. So I completely understand that. But we'll put a link to it on our Instagram page anyway. Thank you so much for being on the program, Charlotte Kalla. Thank you for being the best in the world.
Thank you very much.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Really good to have Charlotte on the program as our first cross-country skiing Olympic champion on the program. Although we are starting to rack up the Olympic champions from the winter sports, we've had quite a few snowboarders on the program so far. You may remember Kelly Clark was not too long ago. We also had Nicola Tuost, both snowboard Olympic champions. We've also had the world superpipe champion Gretchen Bleiler on the program. Eve Muirhead, of course, is a curler. She's been on the program. You might want to go back and listen to all of them. They're at Acast. That's acast.com/best. They're also on sportacino.com. You can listen back to all of them. And of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, if you haven't given us a rating and review already, please go and do that. It really does help. And also click the subscribe button, because every single week we are bringing you amazing knowledge from Olympic and world champions. And I don't want you to miss a second of these knowledge bombs. I want you to continue to listen and learn to the greatest sports people on the planet. So click that subscribe on iTunes, please. It really would help you, and it helps me as well. And of course, you can go back and listen to other interviews we've had with people throughout the weeks. Maybe listen back to one of the first ever with the German goalkeeper Bodo Ilgner. That's a fun conversation. We also spoke to Etienne Stott, the canoe slalomist. One of my favorite ones recently was another canoe slalomist. That was Joe Jacoby. Really interesting chat there. Lots of metaphors. Another one I really liked was the speed skater Chad Hedrick. They're all on The Best in the World with Richard Parr. Go back and listen to them once you click that subscribe button. All right, that's it for now. But I'll be with you next week with another Olympic champion, world record holder, or world number one on The Best in the World with Richard Parr. Goodbye.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.